sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good Friday morning to everybody. It is 7 minutes after 8 in the AM. Thank you for letting us be here with you. It's Friday. Friday, we typically throw the phone lines open and allow you to dictate what we talk about. 715-845-2155. If you would like to be part of the program, and let's just honor that. Let's, you know, right off the bat, this is unusual. Let's jump in the phones. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Tom.
Tom, what can we do for you this morning?
Okay. We got a mess, and we all know it.
Are we talking about Tom? Because, yeah, I mean, the one that I have here in my studio?
No, not... Hey, no magnet would stick to his head. It's mush.
Hey,
I'm Tom, too, so...
All right.
You know, pick on each other.
Pick on some other name. Yeah, come on.
Yeah. Well, I was stuck with a name, too. Anyhow, I don't see why we have to sit there and subsidize everything over there.
Over where?
Well, in the oil-rich countries, when we're giving millions of dollars to them to babysit them, pacify them.
I thought Saudi Arabia was offering to pay for this incursion into Syria.
Yeah, isn't that a good deal?
They hate the Syrians.
Will they pay? I doubt.
So,
he's talking about all the aid we send to Saudi Arabia, to Egypt, to Jordan.
What we should do with that money, and I can't believe we can be isolationists.
Right.
You know, you have to do right when right is right and wrong is wrong. But why can't we take some of this money and call back the debts like Mexico? Definitely fast, furious, blah, blah, blah. And redo our own refineries, which Clinton killed, and become independent. And then we could just sit there and say, all right, you idiots, you want to sit there and kill your own people? Well, we're not going to support the UN. We're not going to be the world's policemen anymore.
You know, Tom,
we can't afford it.
You have given me enough material in just a couple minutes of the opening salvo to do an entire week's worth of shows. Let me see if I can address some of it. As far as subsidizing countries around the world, I support the theory that we should only be giving support and aid to those individual countries that are friendly to us. If you are threatening to blow us up, I really don't like sending my money to you. Not at all. That can be a very harsh and austere plan to the people of the countries that we're dealing with. But look at North Korea. That's a prime example. We shouldn't be sending any money to North Korea. We shouldn't be sending any money to any nation that is threatening to kill us or our allies. All right, so I'm going to go along with you on that one. As far as taking the money and then putting it back into our own oil exploration and development, I wholeheartedly agree with you on that as well. The United States has the resources to be fairly independent, and we could even become, oh, man, an exporter and actually make a little bit of money off of what we're doing. But you're going to have to get a government that is going to lighten up on the EPA regulations of drilling, coal, and so forth. It just has to be done. And there are just too many of these environmental nut jobs that are out there that are gumming up the works. They are refusing to pay attention to reality in order to help us to move through progress. So there's a lot there. What else did he mention that I'm forgetting? I know there was about 15 subjects. Did I hit them all in the big things?
Well, not being the world's policeman anymore.
Thank you.
It's going to be very interesting because it looks like there will be a no vote from Congress as to whether or not we lob some missiles into Syria. And it'll be very interesting to see if, in fact, the president does it anyway. There is... precedent for that, numerous occasions.
Yes.
Ronald Reagan did it. Bill Clinton did it. The sales job is probably going to be Kosovo. That Kosovo worked out. Bill Clinton got approval from the Senate to bomb Kosovo under NATO auspices. But the House voted a month after the bombing started. They voted, yeah, And it was a tie, apparently. So eight members of the House in the Kosovo vote didn't vote. They were either absent or abstaining or whatever. How do you not vote in one of the biggest? Like this would be like now. How do you not vote if you're a member of the House of Representatives in this vote? You have to vote, don't you?
I agree with you on that. I would like to see, and I don't want to get off on too much of a tangent, but I would actually like to see if you don't vote on when there's bills and so forth and so on, that there is a financial repercussion.
I mean, you'll vote on the stuff about post offices, naming of post offices, but you won't vote on this.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but you are there to represent us. Choosing to abstain is not an option. I don't go along with that at all. The issue came up is should we be the world's police department? And this leads very well into the message that I got via Facebook from one of our listeners. Let me read the note from our listener, and we'll address it at this point. He says, Seth, I didn't get a chance to call in yesterday morning, but I have to ask you, why is it you expect the United States to be the world's police? Yes, chemical weapons were used, although there appears to still be some doubt as to who used them. And again, it's not our place to police the world's countries. If the UN does not agree to punish Syria for their use of chemical weapons, then that should be the end of it. It is the UN's job to decide how to deal with the use of those weapons, not ours, and especially not Obama's without congressional oversight and approval. Bombing another country or killing its leader, quote, blowing them to little pieces, as you put it on the air this morning, is an act of war. Only Congress can declare war, and the War Powers Act does not apply here because Syria is not an immediate and substantial threat.
Well, that's the thing that you can go back to the situation in Iraq, the sales job that was given to the American people on Iraq, that the use of chemical weapons, could Syria give chemical weapons to terrorists? Then they would be a threat to the United States. There have been many presidents that have taken military action without the approval of Congress. So that doesn't apply.
First of all, let me say the gentleman's name that sent it to us is Travis. Travis, bravo. A very well-written message. Thank you. It caught my attention, made a very clear point, and I appreciate it. The reason that first of all, let me say I agree with you. We, the United States, are not the world's police. We do not need to be getting involved in every little skirmish that happens around the world. We don't have the resources for it, and it's not in our best interest. I agree with you. I also agree with you that Obama cannot do this on his own. He should not do this on his own. He should adhere to the will of the people. And the people are very clear on this. I think the vast majority are saying, we don't want to have anything to do with this whatsoever. Here's why I say we should blow Assad into little bits. We have established that we are weak on foreign policy. This administration has made it very clear that we do not have a spine made of steel.
The administration that sends in drones to kill terrorists wherever they may be, including seven more this morning in Pakistan?
For me to be allowed to continue my point, the United States is weak on foreign policy. We have made it very clear that we have a sympathetic stance to the Muslim extremists. Very sympathetic. We are not going at it in a strong way. And so when something like this happens, when you have a dictator that breaks international law and uses chemical weapons, this is our opportunity to reestablish that we are not going to take it, that we are a nation to be feared if you mess with us. Right now, we are not. Right now, at the present time, there are no enemies of the United States that consider us to be a serious, serious threat. They consider us to be weak. Look at the way Vladimir Putin is dismissing our president at a summit. Wholeheartedly,
you mean the way our president is dismissing
it.
Vladimir Putin and
everybody.
The United States Congress is dismissing the Russians?
You can look at it that way if you like.
The idea that we are weak is ludicrous.
No, it's not. We are weak in the eyes of the Muslim extremists, the individuals, these radical nut jobs that are going to be the ones that attack us. They are the ones that see us as weak. This is why we have to set a precedent and we have to be very aggressive. That's my opinion. Do I agree?
His other point about the UN.
Yeah, that's where I was going to go next.
As long as the Russians are holding the UN hostage by vetoing anything that happens in the Security Council, the UN can't do anything.
Now, here's the way I look at it. And there is some evidence coming up today and from late yesterday that it appears that the Syrian rebel forces have also used chemical weapons. If that comes out to be absolutely true, first of all, I want John Kerry's head on a platter, because he's come up and said, oh, it's definitely the Assad government. Really, John? Really?
It's not only John Kerry saying that.
I understand that. But he's the head of our State Department. He's the one that gets to take responsibility.
Sort of like Colin Powell at the UN saying, here are the weapons of mass destruction.
That's why Colin Powell is so anti-conservative now. That's why he is so far leaning left, because he got embarrassed in front of the world. I believe that if we have evidence that both sides are using chemical weapons and the UN refuses to do anything, fine, we walk away. Look, you people want to do this, you're both breaking the rules, the UN decides they're not going to do anything about it, we're out. You guys have fun. Walk away from it. But if it is definitive proof that it was the Assad government and the Assad government only, put a missile through his front door and blow him to bits.
Little bits.
Yeah. Little teeny tiny bits. Okay. I did capitulate and say that I would accept chunks.
Okay.
But little bits is preferable. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Your phone calls when we get back. 715-845-2155.
Central Wisconsin's Badgers Sports Station. AM 550. FM 99.9. WSAU.
Welcome back. It's feedback. 715-845-2155. Let's jump right into the phones, shall we? Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Lou.
All right, my friend, what can we do for you today?
Just a question for Tom. It's somewhat of a hypothetical question here. Since the last week or so, he's been asking for opinions, how people feel, et cetera, et cetera. Let's pretend Tom's President Obama. What would he do, and can you please be specific, because obviously the UN you can forget about, and the any help from that nation's that area's other countries, you can forget about that too, and the UN right now is trying to balk, and France right now is rethinking their stance as far as support goes. What would Tom do? Please be specific, Tom.
We've
been negotiating now for over 2 years. It hasn't worked, so I'll hang up and listen to your response.
All right, thank you. It's all yours, buddy.
I think there has to be a response. I think that regardless of how ineffective it will be, and no one is suggesting that a few missiles into Syria are going to solve the Syrian civil war, I won't go as far as John McCain, who was suggesting boots on the ground to degrade the Syrian armies.
He said just a little while ago that boots on the ground is an impeachable offense by Obama.
Oh, he did? Okay, yeah. That's good. He wants a ramped up air assault to degrade the Syrian army's ability to wipe out the rebels. I would suggest, and I've heard this repeated a number of times here in the last week or so from some of the talking heads, that you use Kosovo as an example. The Serbs were engaged in ethnic cleansing against the Muslims in the Balkans back in the 90s. Bill Clinton and NATO decided to bomb and use airstrikes to stop the carnage.
Yeah,
and they were able to do that successfully and get the Serbs to the negotiating table. As someone, I think it was McCain who suggested, Assad is not going to come to the negotiating table and maybe negotiate his exit unless he is losing, and he's not losing right now. And the use of chemical weapons is something that has to be answered with some sort of force.
The other thing that nobody seems to be talking about is the fact that the rebels against the Assyrian government are not going to be our allies.
Well, I don't think there's any question about
that. These are some brutal people. Have you seen the video that is going around of the rebel military commander, cutting open the chest government
soldier?
I heard
about it. I haven't seen it. He's eating the heart or something?
Yeah, this is not a joke. It is not parlor tricks. This is not special effects. A military leader of the rebel forces cut open the chest of a Syrian military soldier, cut out his heart and his liver and took a bite out of it. I saw the video.
We have given weapons and military support to bad people for generations. We supported Saddam Hussein and the Iraqis against the Iranians.
You cannot use the mistakes that we've used in the past to be an excuse to make mistakes of the future.
I'm not suggesting that you prop up the rebels as a viable form of government, or that you support them if they come to power.
Mm-hmm.
But I am suggesting that you have to stop a dictator from using chemical weapons in killing women and children.
We blow him to little bits and walk away. What's so hard to just grab a brain around this? You blow him to bits, you walk away. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Richard.
Richard, what can we do for you?
I need to disabuse Tom of what he just said about Kosovo.
Okay.
I was living in Albania at the time.
Wow.
In Durrës, Albania. And I spoke with those Kosovars who were fleeing from Albania. When the airstrikes started up by NATO, what happened was that the abuse of the Albanians, Albanian Kosovo, increased. So that the mass executions were just going wild. So,
which would have happened anyway? What was the final result of our intervention in the Balkans? It got the Serbs to the negotiating table. It got Slobodan Milosevic out of power. If we would have done nothing, the genocide and the ethnic cleansing would have continued.
The NATO's air force attacks. Nothing about that. It was only the ground troops that actually got in there. The airstrikes are not effective for that.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to go along and agree with you. The throwing a missile, the drone strikes and so forth, they are effective for taking out hardened installations, radar, munitions dumps, and so forth.
Presidential palaces.
Yeah. Blow him up and blow him into little bits. But it is not effective when it comes to winning the conflict. It does not work.
Is talking about winning the conflict, because I agree that airstrikes alone are not going to, quote, win the conflict. But as John McCain suggested, degrading the ability of the Syrian military to wipe out the rebels and to use chemical weapons against women and children is what we should try to at least slow down a bit. We have some sort of moral responsibility, like the guy from the member of the British Parliament suggested, to walk away, to wash our hands of it, and to say, I'm not going to deal with that. I don't want to look at that. That really is reprehensible when you think about it.
Thanks for calling. What's your name first?
I'm Mike.
All right, Mike. What's on your mind?
Senator Johnson had some of the best questions the other day when he asked, well, what are you going to do to secure the chemical weapons after the airstrikes, either from the government or from the rebels? How are we going to find them? What are we going to do with them? Or are we just going to leave them there?
What was his response?
He didn't get a response that was made any sense. And he said, if you don't put troops on the ground, how are you going to secure the chemical weapons?
Well, that's a very common sense approach to the logistics of this situation. If we definitely find evidence of stockpiles of chemical weapons, the only way you get rid of them is, A, if you have eliminated the military threat, then yes, the UN peacekeepers can go in, UN forces and scientists can go in, take possession of it, and destroy it. But if there is still hostiles in the ground, yeah, the only way you do that, boots on the ground. Boots on the ground. All right, WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, we're going to take a real quick break. We're going to come back. If you would like to continue this conversation, absolutely. It's Open Phone Friday. Therefore, that means you get to call the shots, 715-845-2155. We will be right back with feedback after this.
The News Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.